We're speaking with Peter Benkendorf of the Collaboratory. You can find out more, and I hope you will, at DaytonCollaboratory.org. That's DaytonCollaboratory.org. And a part of your collaboratory nature is bringing people together. And this is just the second year for what we think of as the Third Street Sunday Market. Third Sundays at Front Street.
Well, actually, Third Sundays at Front Street is kind of a new market, but a continuation of we were very involved with starting Third on Third, and we had an opportunity after last season to partner with the folks at Front Street. And so we got involved with them last year. But so we've got a new market, outdoor market, that's going to be a partnership with Front Street, which is home to more artist studios than anywhere in the Miami Valley region. And so we kind of have a little saying here, come for the market, stay for the art, come for the art, stay for the market. And you know, that's really a critical way to we build collaboration. And so while we have artisans at Third Sundays at Front Street, but we also have people producing baked goods, dairy products, upcycled, recycled, antiques, collectibles, everything you'd expect to find in an eclectic outdoor market. But now you can also visit a half dozen galleries or so, as well as about 20 different artist studios. Everyone from Mike Alsa to Sandra and David Brand at Mythic Silver, Darren Haper, Julie Byer, all these wonderful artists that house themselves at Front Street are now going to become part of the sort of indoor-outdoor experience over the next 7 months from April to October. Wonderful. So we just see that as a wonderful collaborative opportunity.
So this is a launch. The third would have been
Yesterday,
but since it's Easter, right. and we get another one this
right, we're doing a special around. Fourth Sunday edition
to start. And Peter Benkendorf, you know, the last time you were here was with an artist that you brought to the United States. Tell me, remind me.
Benny Bebe is a Nigerian artist who he has been to Dayton in 2015, 2016. It looks like he's coming back in 2017.
Great.
And he has fallen in love with Dayton. The first year he was here was after a show in Canada. Last year he had a show in Brooklyn, and he's coming back for another show in Canada. And he will probably be here for 2 to 3 weeks after he's done in Canada. He interacts with a lot of local artists. He's interacted with students at UD, and he just loves the feel and the embrace that he has received when he's here in Dayton. There's also a very active Nigerian community here, and so they've also welcomed him and made him feel at home. And again, part of that collaboration, he's done some collaborative painting with James Pate, who's an artist that many people know here in town. He's also worked with other local artists, so he brings his kind of African perspective, but actually his hands-on painting with local artists. And so that's a very unusual opportunity for a local artist to be able to interact in that way.
I was delighted. You were kind enough to include me in a sort of an introductory gathering for Benny Bebe, and I was just actually smitten with his paintings. I'll just say that what really got me was that I perceived it from one distance. I really do need to wear glasses more than I do, and I was some feet away and saw it and really enjoyed this picture of a crowd, but then when I got closer to it, it was all textured and three-dimensional. Absolutely wonderful, and I just want to say, I guess, thank you for keeping your eyes and your arms open and inviting to artists from everywhere.
Part of what we do, and I just, you know, I was talking earlier about unleashing the potential that we have here, but the other side of that coin is that ability to introduce to the Dayton community other assets that are people that are doing best-in-class work. And so we have relationships with everybody, to some folks who are doing some really innovative work at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is part of NASA in California. We're working with a company out of England and trying to put some collaboration together with some folks at UD that have some very interesting assessment and planning tools that could become a way to further differentiate how we look at the progress students are making in their college education, and then bringing people like Benny Bebe here. And so we're always trying to introduce new stimulus, as well as how do we get more out of the stimulus that is here.
We have a lot to work with in the Miami Valley. I feel so fortunate and grateful for the richness that we have, not just in an innovation and collaboration, but also in the richness of our culture and our arts. So Third Sundays at Front Street, you can find out more, and I hope you will, at thirdsundaysdayton.com, and that's 3RD, spelling spelling third with the numeral, 3rdsundaysdayton.com, thirdsundays.com, and find out more about the multitude, the richness of art and fairs and wares that you can find there. And finally, you sent me an article about something that I think that I will have to put on my bucket list. Apparently, it could happen that people in Dayton could ride go-karts on the top of tall buildings. Okay, tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay, so we've got a kind of crazy idea, something we've been thinking about.
Yes, go for, crazy ideas.
For about 4 or 5 years, but we're actually inspired a little bit about a comment that President Spina made at his installation speech a couple of weeks ago, that we need more big, bold, hairy, audacious ideas in Dayton. And
President
so,
Spina is the president of...
New president of the University of Dayton.
Thank you.
And so, and he's brought a lot of vision and energy to the community. But our big, bold, hairy, audacious idea is we want to put a go-kart track. No laughing before I tell the story. We want to put a go-kart track up on top of the Transportation Center garage. So it's in the heart of downtown. There are no rooftop go-kart tracks in the United States from what we can tell. We found one in Mumbai, India, that is totally cool and awesome. And so part of this is about how do we bring distinctive assets to downtown? How do we leverage what we have? So this ties in really great with the brew pubs, with the Dragons games.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it appeals to millennials. It appeals to date night. It appeals to families. It appeals to military families, potentially, and getting more of those folks downtown. But ultimately, I think if this is well executed, we could be bringing people from Columbus and Cincinnati to do something in the urban core in Dayton that they can't do in any other urban core in the United States. And so that's kind of what got us really excited about the potential here.
Yeah. So now, to be honest, I don't know the names of the parking garages. Please tell me it's the one that's right next to the neon with the spiral.
Right. Yes. So we're getting lots of comments about multi-level, but you know, that garage is so centrally located, everything.
Yeah.
Right now, there is a vacant restaurant space on the first floor that could easily be reactivated. And so,
Yeah. I know
whether
exactly
the go-kart track
about.
Actually happens or whether it becomes something different or bigger, I think part of our role in the community is to put stuff like this out there and be fearless about it, you know, and not be afraid to fail. And if people laugh at us, fine. They'll laugh at us, you know.
Excuse me. They'll laugh with you.
People laughed at, you know, Edison about the light bulb, and they've laughed at all sorts of inventors. They laughed at the Wright brothers, who assume you'll never get a heavier than air aeroplane off the ground.
Yeah.
And so I think in this town, you know, we have this history of innovation, but we need to be more fearless in putting some of these crazy ideas out there. That's where progress comes from. And so the response on social media so far, other than a few people being negative, really, I think has been overwhelmingly positive. And so we're excited to see what's possible. We're talking with an operator out of Canada who has developed and operated 22 tracks in North America, who is excited about coming to town and seeing if we can go do this thing. So
I love it.
That's the kind of stuff we're trying to do at the Collaboratory.
Well, watch this space. You let me know if that gets underway, and we'll have a big hoopla to push that first cart down the slope. We've been speaking with Peter Benkendorf of the Collaboratory. You can find out more about this very cool gathering of minds and energies at DaytonCollaboratory.org. That's all one word and two L's in Collaboratory, like collaborate and laboratory. DaytonCollaboratory.org. And also this coming Sunday, the first third Sundays at Front Street Outdoor Market, Open Art Studios. It's come for the market, stay for the art. Come for the art, stay for the market. You can't lose.
Absolutely.
And possible go-kart action. I can't imagine anything more fun. Would it be ridden down the spiral part?
Well, we'd love to get to that point.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
It'd have to be a seriously tight turn, though.
But even if we could build kind of an extension so you go off the rooftop and down to a lower level, and I think there's all kinds of possibilities.
I love it. Peter Benkendorf, keep thinking big and with some bold, hairy, what was the
big,
hairy?
Big, bold, hairy, audacious ideas.
And keep us informed. I really appreciate what you do. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on the show. It was great to be here, and we love WYSO.
You just come back every so often and let us know what you got going on. It's the third Sundays at Front Street, but I wanted to play a local artist. It is a Miami Valley Monday. Chris N. on his great, great album called The Thankful Paradise includes an ode to another great street in downtown Dayton. This is the Farewell Fifth Street. Peter Benkendorf, thanks again.
Great to be here. Thanks, Nikki.